Carey in the march. It's fantastic.
Greg commented on the 1979 march with Michael Taylor Gray.
The 79 march was the first. Nobody knew how many people were going to show up. And I can't remember exactly now where the rally was held, but we were setting up there, so we didn't see the march at all and had no idea, you know, how many people had shown up. There was a certain hint because within a couple of days before the march, if you went on the subways or were out and about in D.C., especially near DuPont Circle, it was like Queerville. So to see the approaching crowd, we all just went, oh, my God. You know, it was thousands and thousands of people. It activated a lot of people who had come from places where they could not be out safely. But it was their chance to be out and in a community in D.C. And, boy, everybody was loving everybody. And there was entertainment and rally speakers. It was just amazing.
Next time on This Way Out, you'll hear more about the first and second marches on Washington and more about the historic career of This Way Out's founding coordinating producer, Greg Gordon, who passed away on March 5th. Thanks for discovering This Way Out, brought to you by the nonprofit Overnight Productions. News Wrap was written by news editor Ebony Joseph and reported this week by Ava Davis and John Dyer V. It's produced by Brian DeShazer. All archive material courtesy of the Pacifica Radio Archives. The Tom Robinson Band and Art Garfunkel performed some of the music you heard, and Kim Wilson composed and performed our theme music. This Way Out thanks Richard Merck and Brad Payton of Silicon Valley, celebrating their 50th year together, and in memory of Greg Gordon for his service to the LGBTQ community, and all the listener donors who make this program possible. Ask us about how you can join them. Look for This Way Out Radio on social media, email us at info@thiswayout.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 1065, Los Angeles, California, 90078, USA. For the entire This Way Out crew, I'm Lucia Chappelle. Thanks for listening online at thiswayout.org or wherever you get your podcasts. And on WRN English for Europe, KBRP LP Bisbee Alaska, WXIR Rochester, New York, and a wide array of community terrestrial and internet radio stations around the world, including this one. Stay healthy, stay safe, and stay tuned, y'all.
Attention Ontario pickleball players. The Maple Leaf Pickleball Club invites you to the Smash for a Cause charity tournament in support of Jumpstart Charities. This action-packed day of competition and community spirit takes place at the Fairgrounds Racquet Club in Hamilton, Ontario, Sunday, April 26th. Whether you're playing for fun or for the podium, there are prizes to be won. And don't miss the battle for the coveted Maple Leaf Cup. Smash for a Cause. Register now at MapleLeafPickleball.org. That's MapleLeafPickleball.org.
Welcome to Songwriters from Here and Away. This is a show that focuses on new and established songwriters from Atlanta, Canada, across Canada, and around the world. Thank you for tuning in. My name's Robert Campbell, and this week we have a special concert that was recorded a little while ago in a place called Musquodoboit on the eastern shore of Nova Scotia. I was lucky enough to be asked by Jim Henman to join him for this concert, and we did a quick rehearsal and wrote out some charts, and we followed through some of Jim's storyline of his life. You may know him as the guitar player in the original April Wine, and he has been around playing in Nova Scotia for all that time. So we're going to just dive right in, and here it is, Mr. Jim Henman in concert.
I'm going to take you through some of my life. I grew up in Clam Harbor. I left there when I was 16. I was the only guitar player in the whole village, except for my dad. And my dad played songs like this. All around the water tank, I'm waiting for a train. It's 1,000 miles away from home, yeah, sleeping in the rain. Why nobody seems to want me or lend me a helping hand. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. But you had to do this to make it authentic. Yodelay, yodelay, yodelay. So, so needless to say, I couldn't play with my dad that much, although he taught me to play guitar because I was playing different style of music. But I moved to Waverly when I was 16, and I joined a band when I was 17 called Woody's Termites. I know Woody's Termites is not an interesting name, but it was pretty catchy back then. And we played a lot of songs around Halifax and Dartmouth, but we started writing songs then. I did anyways, and my buddy Miles Goodwin, who I met at that time in Waverly, he and I both started writing songs. So I'm going to start off this show and shut up. I'm going to shut up right now. And we're going to start doing with a song that I wrote when I was 17. Ooh. You got to realize it's very juvenile. Okay, this song is very juvenile. And it's called I Don't Want to Hurt You, Darling, Darling. Or Darling Dear, you know, whatever ways it was. I used to play this. We used to play this as the last dance every night, but we played it slow back then, but I'm not going to play it slow. I'm not the kind of guy to settle down, that's true. I tried 100 times, but it's something that I just can't do. Don't you try and change my mind. I don't wanna be unkind. Don't can't win with me. I don't wanna touch you. I don't stand. What am I to do? I had a restless heart, but now it only beats for you. I know you got a heart that shines so bright, and in your arms it feels so right. And now I dream about you. Now I care about you. I don't want to hurt you, darling dear. Now I dream about you. Now I care about you. I don't want to hurt you, darling dear. That was the very first band I ever had, or I was ever in. When that disappeared, I joined two of my cousins, David Henman and Richie Henman, and we started a band. Well, we already had it going, actually. I think they already had it going, and a band called Prism. And in that, we didn't write any songs whatsoever. I left that band, Prism. We went to university, all went to St. Mary's University to study, my two cousins and myself. And my buddy Miles took off to Inverness somewhere. He was playing with some people down there, and we got our lives sort of heading in different directions. And my second year at university, I failed everything. Everything. I don't even know if I told my dad that. But I decided this is not for me. I was not ready to settle down and study. If I was a kid now, they'd have me on medication for ADHD and all that stuff. I got fed up with university, and I went to my cousin David. I said, Dave, I said, I want to quit. I said, let's start a band, another band, and we'll write all our own songs. And we'll talk Richie, his brother, into coming and play drums with us. And he said, well, I'll tell you what. If you can get your buddy Miles Goodwin to join us, he said, I'll do it. So I took off and I went down to Inverness and spent a week with Miles and told him what we wanted to do. And he said, well, I'll let you know. So I didn't know it, but him and the band were living on peanut butter sandwiches. They had no money. So I guess it wasn't hard for him to make the decision. But he came up a week later in the train. He had his guitar with him and a green bag of clothes. That was his only possessions. And we took off. We practiced for 3 or 4 months, and then we headed to Montreal on a whim, almost. And we got a recording contract, because in those days they were recording anybody. And they would, and if it had a single in it that went somewhere, then they'd record another one with you. And we were really lucky. We got a recording contract. And I wrote this song for that album. I was on the first album, but I didn't really care for the song as I got older. So I rewrote it a little, and we're going to play it for you tonight. It's a song called Time. And anybody that's heard that first album will say, that's not on the album, but it is. You just don't remember it. I was so much younger. I used to laugh and call you names. Now I'm getting so much older. You know, I feel so ashamed. Time, it slips around. Time, it throws them down. Time doesn't make a sound. Can't go back. You can't go back in time. I thought that you would love me, but you didn't show the way. You didn't talk about tomorrow, didn't have a single thing to say. Time, it slips around. Time, it turned around. Time didn't make a sound. You can't go back. You can't go back. I was picking pictures from my window. I thought I'd take a few of you. Well, time just skipped across my shoulder, and there's not a thing that I can do. Time, it slips around. Time. Thank you. It's a dancing song. Are we playing a dancing song now?
Sure. Anybody dancing yet?
Not yet. And one of the bands that I played with was called the Corvettes. And they were a top top 40 band for the 50s music and the 60s music, and I loved it. I played bass, and I wrote some songs and that. And one of the songs I wrote, we recorded as a single. And we actually made the CD look like a single. You know, when you looked at it, you thought you could play it on a record player, but you couldn't. So, anyways, we're going to play that song for you.
Oops.
I'd Like to Dance.
Okay.
And this is it. It's a song about, it's about high school. Believe it or not, everybody here has probably been to high school. Do you remember the days when the Saturday night dances and all the girls would be dancing together on the floor and the guys would be on the wall, around the wall? Yeah. Well, I had a cure for that. It was called Old Hermit. And it was a dollar a bottle at that time. And me and my buddy, we would, are you videoing or, Owen? You can take pictures, but don't take any video, please, Owen. No video, please. Because I'll make mistakes. As soon as you put that video on, I'll make all kinds of mistakes. And then it'll be out on Facebook, and they'll say, I'll never hire that guy. Look, he's terrible. So, what was I talking about? Old Hermit.
Old Hermit.
So anyways, my buddy and I used to get a bottle of Old Hermit, and we'd go to the high school dance, and we'd drink half of it each outside the school. This was Sidney Stephen in Bedford. And you know, that's miracle stuff, because within 5 minutes, I was 6 feet tall. I didn't have any acne whatsoever. I was good looking. So we'd go in the school, and by another 5 minutes, when the heat hit you, you were the best dancer in the world. Right? So I had all three things going for me. You know, good looking, tall, no acne. Good dancer, four things, actually. So I would ask my favorite girl, her name was Judy, I would ask Judy to dance with me. And that would be the slow dance when I did that, only the slow dance. So we'd all get up on the floor and do the slow dance, and then all the girls would head back, all the boys would head back to the wall, and the girls would dance with themselves. You never saw one guy ever dance with another guy. It was always all girls. We didn't see anything wrong with that, you know,
well,
it was okay.
Yeah.
So anyways, this song is about that. It's called I Like to Dance. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, I saw you walk right through that floor. I've been through all this before. I'm a little bit nervous, I'm a little bit shy. I'm a little bit scared, and I'll tell you why. Well, I've never been around my left foot or my right. One so heavy, one so tall, gone light. Baby, I'd love to dance. I'd love to dance. I'd love to dance. The way you dance, lost in a trance. I'd love to dance, baby, love to dance with you. Oh, I'd come right over and you show me how. I'd come right over and you show me how. Oh, I'd across the floor with you. I keep on dancing till my feet got sore. Never knew my left foot from my right. One so heavy, one so doggone right. Let's go now. I love to dance. Listen, hear a little harmony. I love to dance. I love to dance, baby, love to dance with you. Oh, the way you dance, you get lost in a trance. I say I love to dance, I love to dance with you. You know I could use a little drink right now. All my friends are gonna dance, gonna laugh out loud. I don't care what they say. You know today's my lucky day. But I never knew my left foot from my right. Once so heavy, once so doggone right, babe. I'd love to dance. I'd love to dance. I'd love to dance, I'd love to dance with you. Oh, the way you dance, you get lost in a trance. I'd love to dance, baby, love to dance with you. I'd love to dance, I'd love to dance. Yeah, I'd love to dance, on a little dance with you.
That's Mr. Jim Henman.
Thank you.
You're listening to Songwriters from Here and Away, and we would love your support on our website, SFHAA, songwritersfromhereandaway.ca, SFHAA.ca. We're on Patreon and YouTube and Facebook and all that stuff, so please reach out and send us a message. We are sending out information regularly. Also, music, if you let us know. The next thing you got to know about is Jim's website. It is jimhenman.com. And we're with Jim Henman in Muscadobit, Nova Scotia.
This song that we're going to play comes from a musical that I co-wrote with a friend of mine in Chester. It was called Death the Musical. And it was actually, it was an interesting play. It was about a guy that died, and they were trying to figure out how he died, and then it came to him ending up at a karaoke bar. And then he had to figure out where he was so he could move on to the next level. It was weird. It was weird. But it was fun. I got a chance to write a musical, and one of the songs, we needed to write a song about losing your friend. Now, I must confess, I lost my best buddy almost a year ago now, Miles Goodwin, who died. And so when I sing this song, if I cry at one point, just let me cry, okay? I'll try not to, because it's called Life's a Journey, and it's about that. It's about losing a friend and how all of us seem to live in this kind of a reality that we're not going to die.
I put off every day the things I mean to say, the secret things we do, like saying I love you. I always think there's time, I always have a chance to tie up all loose ends, have just one last dance. Life's a journey, just a journey. Oh, you never quite believed that it will end as wild and winding. What a journey. You never know what's waiting round the bend. Is there any more? Can someone say for sure? When one door closes, another opens more. 'Cause even perfect sunsets must come to an end. Something you don't realize till you lose a friend. Life's a journey, just a journey. Oh, you never quite believe.
forgiveness. And who knows what comes from words that care. Butterfly that buys at one is heiress. Could Monday be the breeze to blow your hair? Cause it's a journey. Oh, what a journey. You never know what's waiting round the bend. Thank you. Anyways, this is a tune that I wrote with Willie Nelson in mind. It's not like Willie Nelson at all. Not at all. But it's called Starting Today.
Seen your arms around me, haven't touched you lately like I used to. Sorry if I left you crying, didn't treat you like I should do. Oh, lately I've been thinking about tomorrow, how we need another chance now more than ever. Starting today, starting right now, I'm gonna love you, I'll show you how. Starting today, right from this moment, I'm gonna love you. Starting right now. All those things I didn't do, all those things I didn't say, I regret it. Days I didn't think about you, too much time without you, I admit it. Oh, lady, I've been thinking about forever. I'm gonna love you. It's starting right now. Oh, let's run away, do something crazy, dance all night like we used to. Yes, I need a chance to show I've changed. Tell me that my love's still with you. Starting today, starting right now, I'm gonna love you, I'll show you how. Starting today, right from this moment, I'm gonna love you, yeah, yeah. Starting today, starting right now, I'm gonna love you, I'll show you. Right from this moment, I'm gonna love you. Starting right now.
starting right now. Thank you. Thank you. Any guy here ever have a girl chase him? She did it? She chased you? No? Well, it happened to me once that I know of. Most of the time, if a girl's chasing you, you don't know. She chased you with a frying pan? No. Okay. This wasn't quite that bad. I had never had it happen before, but many years ago, about 25 years ago, I was a divorced man, separated from my first wife and the kids, and I had met this girl somewhere, and she started calling me every day, every day, every day. And I'm not all that smart when it comes to women's behavior, but I didn't realize what was going on, and she was kind of chasing me. So we finally got together and went on a couple of dates and all that, and I realized, oh, no, no, I don't think this is going to work. So I wrote a song about it. It took me 8 minutes. So I recorded an album while I was living down here by Martinique Beach, and young Mike Trass helped me record it, and this is one of the songs that was on it. The name of the song is called Could Be Heaven, Could Be Hell. I know the girl, I think she likes me. I can tell by how she smiles. I can hear it in her emails. She wants to try it for a while. Maybe she thinks that I'm her best friend. Maybe she thinks that I'm a fool. Maybe she thinks that I'm her savior. Only time will tell the truth. Well, if she wants me, she can have me. But I'm doing nothing else. But I want her take protection. Could be heaven, could be hell. Could be heaven, could be hell. I got this friend, he thinks he's Jesus. Wears the clothes like all the rest. When he tells those little stories, some people think that he's blessed. Some people want him for their best friend. Some people hope he's not a fool. Some people want him for their savior. Some people think he's a fool. If you want him, you can have him. He ain't doing nothing else. But I want you to take protection. Could be heaven, could be hell. If you want him, you can have him. He ain't doing nothing else. But I want you to take protection.
We're good, man.
up this morning to the rhythm of the rain. The window blind blown on that wall again. Too early to get up, but the cat, he disagrees. I made a deal with yesterday's sun. We'd spend the day together and we'd get some things done. But the sun made a promise, but that's no guarantee. No, it ain't. That's the way it goes when you're still down here. You gotta look out the window, hope that it clears. I said, that's the way it goes. Time walks along, don't matter what you give. You gotta whistle a happy song. Now, I must tell you that you're gonna have to whistle after. Not yet. I'll tell you when. Well, there's a boat on the tide waiting for the tide. He'd like some company to come along for the ride. Waiting for the sun, but the sun's temperamentally inclined. Yes, it is. And again, I made a deal with yesterday's sun. We'd spend the day together and we'd get some fun. And again, the sun made a promise. He's so hard to please. That's the way it goes when you're still down here. You gotta look out the window, hope that it clears. That's the way it goes as time walks along. Don't matter what you bring, you gotta whistle a happy song. Okay, now we're gonna do a little whistle, eh? Are you ready? So. Sun is fickle, but this is the last time. If he don't show up today, I'm gonna sue him for his crime. He's the one to blame and the judge is on my side. Yes, he is. If this keeps up, I'm gonna move away. I'm going way back down to Uruguay. Me and my cat, we're gonna run down there and. Are you ready? I said, that's the way it goes. When you're still down here, you gotta look out the window, hope that it clears. Yeah,
that's the way it goes.
As time walks along, no matter what you bring, you gotta whistle a happy song. That's the way it goes while you're still down here.
This is Songwriters From Here and Away. I am Robert Campbell, and we are listening to Jim Henman, recorded live in concert in Musquodoboit, Nova Scotia. Now, we've got more songs than we can fit into for the one-hour show, so please, please do check out the podcast. It's on all your favorite podcast platforms, or you can go to our website, sfhaa.ca, and find the links there. We'd love to hear from you. Please do give us a rating and all that stuff. We really value that. And so do the artists who we record and play on this show. Please do support them. Here we go, Jim Henman.
So most people that live in this area know Mike Trask Sr., knew Mike Trask Sr. Yeah. He's one of the most interesting individuals I ever met in my life. Just, he was just inspiring almost. And his son is the same way, inspiring. Mikey Jr. and I started working together in a year after I moved here in 2001, 2002. And Mike became my producer on a couple of projects that I worked on. And a lot of some of these songs I'm playing tonight are from those albums. And this one in particular was from an album after Mike moved to New Brunswick. I went up there to do a CD with him. And we did this one. It's called No Way.
When I was a young man, I never knew my mind. I was always searching to see what I could find. I thought life could be easy. I thought it was a game. But now I made my mind up. You won't hear me complain. I could go on searching. Someone's crossing me. But I don't want to do it, cause any fool can see there's no way I could breathe without you, no way I could dream without you, no way I could live without you, no way. In a presidential smile, living in a fast lane, in a rock and roll lifestyle. I got no time for no one, no one but me. Living in a fast lane, that's the way to be. And I, anything I want, just like it was free. No one would say a thing, you know. They would all agree, but there's no way I could breathe without you, no way I could live without you, no way I could dream without you, no way. I would sit there for 100 years trying to get free, but I might never find it. All I get was lost, running around inside my head. I can't afford that cost. Oh, I could go on searching like someone's calling me, but I don't see no purpose. And if and see there's no way I could breathe without you, no way I could live without you, no way I could dream without you, no way.
Thank you. On that same album that Mike Trask Jr. produced for me, we did a song that I had written with a bunch of people at a house concert. For anybody that's never been to a house concert, they're the best gig going. We chose, on this particular case, we were on Candy Mountain Road. Isn't that a wonderful name? That's just over on the other side of, this side of Dartmouth. And If I had a rock band and I was 16, if I had known that name, I would have called it Candy Mountain Road.
Yeah.
So they chose the title, You're in My Pajamas. Exactly. I said to them, I said, how am I going to possibly write a song about that? That's presentable to my grandchildren. And so that's what they wanted, so I took it home. They gave me some ideas on what to write, and I took it home. And this is what I ended up with. It's actually a love story. And it's a very kind of neat little love story, you know. They get wet out in a rainstorm, and he has to give her his pajamas to wear while they dry his clothes. And they end up wedding. Yes, that wedding. They end up wedding, and she likes those pajamas, and she keeps them. And he never gets a chance to wear them again. And their kids find these pajamas when they're gone. And these old pajamas are pretty badly worn, but they still, you know, they still exist. And they were hers. So it's called You're in My Pajamas. Okay, it's in an A here.
Got out of high school, we were barely 19.
Oh, you were my sweetheart, oh, we were pretty green. One day we're out walking, ain't nothing to complain. The blue sky opened up, and it started to rain. Soaked up, soaked into the skin. I went over to my place. Did it ever look poor? I gave you my pajamas. I left the room and I closed the door. You're in my pajamas. You know that they look good and nice. Don't look too big. Don't look too tight. You are in my pajamas, and it's easy to see. They look much better on you than they ever did on me. Now since that rainstorm, we've been together. You know, things are going good. You love those pajamas, I know, I know, I know. Forever, I know forever. Tell me you misunderstood. You're in my pajamas. You know they look pretty nice. Don't look too big. Don't look too tight. You're in my pajamas. It's easy to see. They look much better on you than they ever did on me. All over, all said and done. These old pajamas are gonna go to someone. There'll be lots of memories and stories to tell. But pajamas don't talk, that's just as well. You're in my pajamas, you know they look good and nice. Don't look too big, don't look too tight. You're in my pajamas, easy to see. Look much better on you than they ever did on me. You're in my pajamas, they look pretty nice. They don't look too big, don't look too tight. Yeah, yeah, you're in my pajamas, and than it ever did on me. Look much better on you than they ever did on me. They look much better on you than they ever did on me.
Thank you. This one is... It started off as a project to raise money for Special Olympics. And it's the story of a father, a friend of mine, who had a daughter, found out that his wife was pregnant with a son. He found out it was a son. And when he was born, they discovered that he was... He had Down syndrome. And I met the father when the boy was about 12 or 13. And he said to me, he said, "Jim, you're a songwriter." I said, "Yeah." He said, "I've written a poem about the experience of having a Down syndrome child." He said, "I'd like you to put music to it." And I said, "Sure." So we did it and we recorded it. And it was supposedly going to be used as a something fundraiser for Special Olympics, because Jonathan, the boy Jonathan, became a champion in Special Olympics. He has got so many medals, it's unbelievable. And his dad, Peter Henry, the little boy, the young fellow now must be 35 or so, he's Jonathan Henry. The dad dedicated his whole life to this boy, to making sure that he was the very best he could be at this chosen thing, which was sports. It's just amazing to see him swim and skate and stuff. I mean, just superb. He was gifted. So he gave me these words. I wrote the song, and we're going to play it for you tonight.
I was running scared everywhere. looking round here and there. Someone tell me what to do. Lost in touch with the ground, couldn't find an up or down. Then I found you. I've been blessed with an angel sent from above. Taught me about life and just how to love. And I thank God each morning over my coffee cup for the wisdom of knowing down's really my eyes fill with tears as I lay on that bed that night. My little girl whispered, Daddy, he'll be all right. I heard Mama say, there's no one to blame. Sent from above, it's taught me about life and just how.
Thank you.
We're going to try this one. Robert and I have only played this song a couple times together, haven't we?
Maybe.
Maybe. So we're going to try it. It's a song I wrote with Joel Plaskett many years ago. I was working, it was when I was living at the cottage down here in East Papezik. I wrote this song and couldn't get it finished. So I was into Joel's place one time in Dartmouth, and I asked him, I said, would you help me finish this song? So he did. He helped me finish it, and I decided to put it on this album that we did with the Henman. It had two pictures of houses on it. It was a house that we lived in Clam Harbor, which is still there, overlooking the harbor, and a house that we moved to in Waverly, which was up on a hill, too, both of them. So we called it the Edge of, was it called the Edge of Heaven, Paul? Yeah, the Edge of Heaven. So both of these things, houses, were a big part of our life. All right, enough of this talk.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm driving in my Chevy's right where I belong. The radio's playing, I'm singing along. The girl I don't know, she's staring at me. I'm thinking, man, how crazy I used to be. Everything goes round in circles and comes back round again. Know you're gonna see it.